Each week we play the fanfare, and that means it's time to go to the movies with our in-house movie reviewer, Matt Olien. Matt, welcome back to Main Street.
Hi, Craig.
This is an interesting movie, Matt, you're taking us to this week called Housekeeping for Beginners, story of a young woman who takes a job as a housekeeper in a quaint yet mysterious town. But to me, it looks like a story about love. Did you like the movie?
I liked it. Enough. Yeah. This is a film from Macedonia, as you probably know, and it was their entry. Each country gets to submit a film for consideration for the Oscars for the International Feature Film Award, and only five get nominated. It did not make the final five, but it is Macedonia's entrance. Written, directed, and edited by Goran Stilevski, starring Anna Maria Marinka as Dita. And Dita is the main character in the movie. She is white, so Eastern European white, and a lot of the people in the house she's living in, I would say, there's a lot of racial thing in this movie. And if you don't know much about Eastern Europe, Macedonia, she lives in a house with people of kind of gypsy descent, I would say. That word is mentioned in the movie. And gypsies have long been looked down upon, frowned on, as you know, Craig, in Eastern Europe. They have a long history of kind of, you know, being these drifters, really. That's kind of at play here, too. And she's forced into almost kind of taking care of these two daughters because the mother dies. And so she is forced to be the mother in this incredibly dysfunctional household. There's people coming and going left and right. It feels almost like a college house. There's so many characters. There's two male characters who are lovers. You know, one of the male characters is really bonded to one of the little girls, even though he's not related to her. There's other people coming and going, so it feels like a mess. It feels chaotic, and the film feels chaotic as well. It's a lot of handheld camera work. There's a lot of jumping around. There's a lot of characters. It might be hard for American audiences to follow, but in the end, I think it's a film about what is a family. And increasingly, I think family can be defined in a lot of different terms. It doesn't have to be traditional. This is not even close to being traditional. I won't go too much into the plot to reveal things of what's going on with all these people in the house and what Dita has to overcome, but she is the main character. The fact that she's white is kind of an issue in this movie, as she's living with a lot of people of like gypsy descent, non-white, I'll just say that. So that becomes a real kind of interesting issue. I liked it for the most part. I do think, though, that the film is so chaotic, and maybe that's the point. There's so many characters coming in and out that it feels chaotic, but that is the point. That there's a lot of houses like that. There's plenty of people that live like this, where people come and go. They stay for a week. They leave. And it's very tricky to raise kids in an environment like that. So overall, I did like it. It's a good slice of life of Eastern European Macedonia, I guess, if people want to go see that. One of these films, again, that the critics tend to like. The audience score is only 59%. And I will tell audiences, I saw this at the Fargo Theater, you're really going to have to pay attention. So you need to be in the right mood to see this, or it's a lot of stuff is going to go flying right over your head.
This is a movie that is subtitled.
Mm-hmm.
Matt, I've noticed personally, when I watch a movie that has subtitles, I do pay attention in a more focused way and maybe take more from the movie because I'm reading the subtitles.
I focus all the time at a movie, but with subtitles, I think you really have to focus on the tone. What are they saying? How are they saying it? Because we don't understand the language. It feels like a student film. It feels like a film that students might have made. It's that kind of haphazardly edited together, sometimes too haphazardly edited. I felt there were times the film needed to breathe a little bit more. I mean, there's a lot of talking, people talking over each other, singing, and at some point you want them to slow down a little. But again, I think this is the director's point. The point is, this is the chaos they live in every single day. How this gets resolved, you'll have to go see the movie, but it feels very much like an experimental student film that's supposed to be a narrative feature. So in that respect, it's a very unusual movie and one that I can't really compare anything else to in the last year. So I did like it, didn't love it. I can see why it didn't make the final five. I think it's a little too haphazard in terms of professional quality. Some of the acting is better than others. The little girl who plays Mia is one of the most adorable kids you'll ever see in a movie. The actress's name is Jada Salim. and she's the youngest kid that they all kind of take care of. I think it's a little too haphazard to make the final five. Some of the acting is okay, some is not. This feels like a lot of unprofessional actors here, and that can be kind of a mixed bag. But again, it also helps us have a more realistic feel of what we're watching with this family. Family in quotes, I would say.
With those who were with you in the theater, did you get a sense on how the audience received this film? Was it kind of the 50-50, 60-40 type of thing that you were talking about earlier generally?
Two older women walked out within the first 20 minutes.
Wow.
They walked out right after a lovemaking scene that was going on. I think they did not know what they were in for. A friend of mine that went with me, Christine Hoper, was crying near the end. So for her, it worked. There was an emotional tug at the end of this film. And it's one of these movies you got to wait for the beats. You got to wait for the emotion to come, because at first it feels like you're just watching this crazy, dysfunctional frat house, sorority house, whatever you think you're watching. But just keep it going, because the emotions will come in the end. And overall, I would give it overall, I liked it. I don't think it's a great film. I think it's a little too unpolished and unprofessional in some parts. Acting is variable, but overall, I would recommend people see it, but pay attention.
I like that the Fargo Theater brings us films mm-hmm. like this, Matt. I think it's an important part of their mission. Am I correct about
that? You are very correct about that. It's long been one of their missions, for sure.
What's coming down the road from you, Matt, relative to movie reviews?
I think the movie Challengers is next with Zendaya. This is going to be an unusual career move for her, moving into more of a serious, looks like almost a sensual movie where she's involved with these two tennis players, and she's a tennis player as well. And it looks like kind of a combination sports art house movie. So we'll see about that next.
Matt, let's back up 30 years for our trivia question today. One of my favorite films of all time was not chosen mm-hmm. for the Academy Award in 1994. Which was, and which two very popular films didn't win?
So Pulp Fiction did not win. Forrest Gump did win. I'm pretty sure you're saying Pulp Fiction is one of your favorites. No, Shawshank Redemption.
There you go.
So Shawshank became this huge cult film on cable television after it was released. It didn't make a lot of money at first. But yeah, Forrest Gump wins the Oscar. We can debate whether that was the right choice or not. I don't think it was 30 years later.